We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Cody and Gold, expected to be joined by Royals outfielder Whit Merrifield here in a couple of minutes. We'll get his reaction to his teammate Alex Gordon announcing his retirement after 14 seasons. Each and every Friday right around 12:30 is also your opportunity to win a large pizza from our friends over at The Other Place. Well, what did Eric Bieniemy describe Monday night's game against the Ravens as? If you know the answer to that, be the first caller to 913-576-7610. 913-576-7610.
15 of something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a hit.
Yeah, say it's, see,
that's a hit.
Hey, it's got the billing of this what? Basically, is the answer. And so we'll get EB's answer. We'll let you know if you can get that to Serta, and he'll hook you up with a large specialty pizza from The Other Place. But a busy, fun show on this Red Friday, getting set for the Monday Night Showdown as we are now inside the huddle, by the way, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, here for good. Before we get to Whit, he's going to join us momentarily. It was interesting, like Tyrann Mathieu mentioned that deep down inside, he believes Lamar Jackson wants to be a pocket passer, improve that part of his game. I wonder, can you use that actually to your advantage as the opposing team? Like, if that's someone Maybe. That's trying to go out and improve that way. We'll get back into that and what Eric Bieniemy and company had to say, but let's go right out to the 610 hotline and welcome in Royals outfielder Whit Merrifield here to the program. Whit, good to have you on again, man. And I just got to ask, yesterday as Alex Gordon's doing his press conference, I know you were in the room along with what Greg Holland and Danny Duffy, what was going through your mind seeing someone that obviously has meant so much to you hang it up here in a couple days?
Yeah, it was a tough day. We've known for a while that this was going to be it for Gordo, but yeah, I guess yesterday was kind of a realization that this actually is it. And it was sad for us. Selfishly, everyone in that locker room was sad. But it's a happy time for Gordo. You know, he's had a great accomplishment, an unbelievable career, and he's doing something every baseball player hopes they can do, and that's walk away on their own, be able to put your tell people what you're done playing, not the other way around. So it's a great accomplishment for him.
He said a lot of people found out earlier because, like, he knew the entire season, but he didn't want to, like, make it a big deal, but he wasn't lying to people when they asked him about it either. Just how early did you find out, Whit? I imagine, like, this has been one of those things that have been sinking in for a while, but still the actual announcement yesterday. How long have you known?
I don't think Gordo knew until quarantine. I think when quarantine happened and he was able to be at home with his family in the summer and be around every day at a time of the year when he's not used to being around, I think he realized that this was time and he was ready to spend his time doing things that were more important to him at this point of his life. So I'm happy for him. I think he's confident with his decision, and I'm excited for Jamie and his kids.
Did I read this correctly, Whit, that you guys couldn't even talk Gordon into a cheat day this close to the end of the season with some cake for Mike Matheny? Because at this stage, I mean, I'd feel like he'd let loose a little bit, but it seems like he's going to keep his eating routine, his workout routine to the very end here.
Yet.
I guess we're having some technical difficulties there getting our connection. We'll try to get that back with Whit Merrifield. Serto will work on that. We'll try to get reconnected with Royals outfielder Whit Merrifield talking about Alex Gordon and the retirement. And yeah, I guess it sounded like that perhaps maybe Gordo still was still hanging strong there, Cody, when it comes to his diet and his regimen.
I mean, he's just not going to eat cake. He's not even going to eat cake. The final day, obviously, he made the thing about pizza. We obviously knew that, Whit. We heard about the pizza and the cake. I've just, you know, when people talk about his devotion, I know they talk about the work on this stuff, but like the not eating the cake thing is just one of those things that pretty much all of us would let go at some stage.
Yeah, it just shows you the dedication that the man has to his craft. He's going to see this thing all the way through, and that's just who he is. And sorry about the connection. I'm driving right now.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Been out some bad spots, but
yeah, unfortunately, still having some issues there connecting with Whit Merrifield. We'll have to obviously try to get that cleared up. We appreciate Whit giving us some time. Obviously, he's got a game to get ready to
very
as
busy,
well,
busy.
And he's got some things going on as well. And appreciate him calling in there.
We'll try one more time here, Whit. No big deal. Little bit of issue on the phone, but we're not bothered by it. Let me ask you this, Whit. When you talk to Alex Gordon and you found out all these things and you're trying to figure out, you know, what he means to you. Alex Gordon said he's not an emotional guy. Did you get emotional when you and Gordon talked about, or did you personally thank him for some of the things he taught you in your career?
Yeah, I'm not too sentimental of a guy, but I'm sentimental enough to where yesterday got to be pretty good. Talking to him, we've done some things for him, written some stuff. I've had a lot of people ask me to talk about him, and every time it chokes me up. And it's just because he means that much to me individually and to this team. And we're going to miss having that guy around. So, yeah, I've been pretty emotional these last couple of days.
Whit, one of the fun debates, I guess, yesterday around Alex Gordon's announcement was, all right, we know this guy should be getting a statue here. What's the statue pose? What's your pick for that?
I think Gordo had a pretty good idea. Him laying on the ground, I wouldn't be opposed to that. You know, him diving for a ball, or he wants it to be when he smacks a wall and he just lays on the ground. But I think him doing one of those patented side dives kind of down the line for a ball would be a good statue.
Shouldn't he be blowing a bubble during that at the very least?
That would be a nice touch. I don't know how gifted these statue people are, but I'm sure they're pretty good.
I imagine at this stage they're pretty good. I also saw, Whit, that you were talking a little bit about like one of the hobbies he was talking about picking up after. You obviously are an avid golfer. He's talked about picking it up a little bit. Has he asked you for how many strokes he would like in order for you two to actually bet on the golf course? Because I feel like you must have a very clear advantage here in the early going.
Well, he's got to be a certain level of golfer for me to play with him. So he needs to figure out if he's right-handed or left-handed first. Because he legitimately doesn't know if he swings a golf club right-handed or left-handed. And then he needs to get some lessons and work on his game. And then I'll have a trial run for him to see if I'll invite him back next time we go play.
What's the level of play you're requiring here in order to play with you? Obviously, you want somebody who plays fast.
The speed part of it is important, but it's I like to play and I like to... I'm a competitive guy, and golf is something that I enjoy doing and have gotten to be decent at it. And so when I go out there, most of the time I'm looking to be competitive and to play against somebody that can give me a little challenge and competition. And I just frankly not interested in going out there and babysitting Gordo around.
All right, well, now you got me curious, too. Then who is the best golfer on the team?
I am. Yeah, I am right now. There's been some guys that come in and out that have been better than me, but as it sits right now, I'm the best golfer on the team. And Greg Holland tries to keep up, but he's just too old at this point.
Obviously, when we talk about Alex,
I don't talk a lot of smack, but when we play golf, that's my mouth really starts running.
No, I like it. There's more than fair. If you're the best at something, you should talk about it, Whit. I don't have any problem with it. Those guys are going to have to come on here and defend their own golf game somewhere along the way. When you look at what Alex Gordon did, playing 14 years for one career, you spent your entire career in Kansas City. It hasn't been 14 years yet. But do you look at that and idolize an ability to stay with one team during an entire run? Because very few major league players even get that luxury.
Yeah, I think it's a special thing if kind of the stars align for it. I think it's a hard thing to accomplish, especially if you want to stick around in the big leagues for a while. It's a hard thing first to stay in the big leagues for as long as he did, and second to have an organization stick with you for 14 years or whatever, you know, however long it ended up being. So if both of those things happen and you're willing to stay in one place, I think it's a very special thing to happen. And, Goro never wanted to be anywhere else, and I don't think Kansas City ever had any intentions of letting him go anywhere else. So it's unique, and it's very special.
Do you think hitting is as easy as Alex Cord made it sound like it was for you yesterday in the press conference? He even gave you a shout-out. He said, you know, baseball's really hard unless you're Witt and get a hit 300 every year.
It's nothing. There's nothing about this game that's easy. You try to make it look easy as best you can, but there's nothing about this game that's easy. Just watch a game and see. Watch teams run out there, a pitcher in a blowout game throwing 100 miles an hour with sink, and it's pretty easy to see that this game is not very simple.
I've watched enough Brad Keller and Josh Dahm on pitch this year to know that hitting's not easy. That's for sure.
Yes. No. It's getting quite difficult, but it's a fun challenge.
Witt, yesterday in the press conference, both, you know, Alex Gordon, Mike Mathidi, Dayton Moore, they were all talking, obviously, and one thing that Gordo and I guess all three mentioned was just the feeling, too, of where this organization is at and getting close and to being able to take that next step. Now that we are down to the final three games of this 2020 season, I know obviously you guys wish you were still in position to make the postseason, but how close do you feel this organization is and where the organization is headed into next season?
I think if you look at the lineup we've run out the last couple of days, I don't think we've had this lineup but a handful of games this entire year, and this is kind of what we were expecting to have this year. But because of COVID and a couple of injuries, and we haven't been able to run out who the guys that we were looking to run out on a day-in, day-out basis. And, I think the offense has kind of spoken for itself the last couple of days. And we also only had two starting pitchers at the start of the season. We had Duffy and Singer. One was a rookie, and he's done an incredible job. But to have two starters for the first two or three weeks of the year really puts the staff in a tough spot. And like I said, with the lineup that we had, we missed Osher for those weeks, and we just didn't have the guys we were hoping to have day in, day out this year. And I think if we had those guys, I think we'd be sitting here right now in a little bit different situation. So hopefully we can go into next year healthy, have a lot of guys play to their potential. And frankly, I'm kind of sick of talking about potential, and I'm ready to start seeing some results. And I think it's really close.
How long has it been since you saw a hitter this locked in as Salvador Perez? You talk about the lineup, I might as well ask you about Salvador Perez.
We saw it with Soler last year. Soler went through, a 2 or 3 week stretch where it seemed like every ball he hit was either a homer or hitting off the wall on a line, almost breaking down the wall. So it's the most locked in I've seen a guy since Jorge Soler or Nelson Cruz when he plays us.
That's Royals outfielder Whit Merrifield. Whit, really appreciate always when you've come on the show throughout the season. Best of luck here these final three games.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. That's Whit Merrifield talking about the end of this season and, of course, his teammate Alex Gordon, who is retiring after Sunday's game after 14 years with the Royals organization. By the way, congratulations to Rennell and Olathe, the winner of that large specialty pizza from the other place. The answer to that question was, what did EB describe Monday night's Chiefs-Ravens showdown as? Well, a 15-round heavyweight showdown, to be exact. Coming up next here, we'll go and take a look at some of the big matchups for the NFL weekend.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.